So we're beginning Slichos next week, next Saturday night, because Rosh Hashanah is on Friday, so we just need the 1 week. So we'll begin, and what we do in the Slichos is we say the Yud Gimel Midos, and we say different piyutim. So the question is regarding the Yud Gimel Midos, the Yud Gimel Midos B'Slichos, whether they're considered a Davisha B'Kedusha or not, whether they're considered something that requires a minion, right? Well, we do it every morning because it's Nusach Sfard. What do you do after Shmona Esrei?
Yeah, but look, the Yud Gimel Midos, what's a big
deal?
It's a nice thing to say. You know, you can hear it or think it or say it.
But no, but I'm saying is, if it's a Dovah Sheva Kedusha, so then you need 10 people to say it.
Oh, but...
Like, I'm just saying, like, if you're davening home alone, you wouldn't say it. Hashem, Hashem, Ki Arachum V'Chanun, like the 13 Midos.
Oh, I see. Yes.
What's
the thing you say after
Tiffany? Yeah, so he writes, Bamiras Yud Gimel Midos Beslichos Nechaku Achronim. He says, the Achronim argue, if they have a din of a Dovash HaBekdusha, V'amakubahu Ahachmir. And the minig is, we are machmir to treat it like a dovasha b'kedusha. And therefore, we don't say it by ourselves. And therefore, whatever, you know, we need 10, etc. We need to do it standing. Whatever the halachas of a dovasha b'kedusha, you have to stand. Yeah, correct. And there's a further debate about whether piyutim are also considered dovasha b'kedusha. But either way, the question is, can I do the Yud Gimel Midos over Zoom, is your question, right?
Okay.
So let's start off. So the first question is, let's assume without Zoom for a minute. Let's assume porch minyanim. Let's say everyone's outside on their own porch, but they're all on their own porch. We'll get to 10 people in one room in a minute. So could you be mitzarif 10 people on the porch or not? So it depends. So it seems from the simple reading of the Gemara in Psachim, Pehe Amid Beis, that no, that the way we paskin, the way Tosfos learns the Gemara, it seems to say if you're not in the same, the Gemara is talking about who's considered by Karban Pesach to be in the same room. At what point are you still in the same room or not? So the conclusion over there, Tosis points out, is if you're not in the same room, you're not part of it. But Tosis gives you a kula, according to one of the opinions, that if you are outside and you can hear it, so then we let you answer amen. And you can't be part of the minyan if you're in a different room. You can't constitute part of the minyan. That's the conclusion. However, we'll let you answer. That's what Tosis writes in Psachim. So it should be a closed book, that porch minyanim shouldn't work, because according to Tosfos, if you're not in the same room, you can't constitute a minyan. And they're on different porches, they're in different rishus. So what is the source? So there's a Rashba. The Rashba regarding by Zeman. The Rashba writes as a leniency that if you could see one another from different places, different houses, so then you could... So the way the Rashba is learning the Mishnah is, if I have 5 people in one house and five in the other, and we could both see each other, so we could combine to make a Zeman Elokeinu. We could, you know, when you have 10, you add an extra word in the Zeman. So therefore he said, so the Rashba says it by Zeman, he says, and then, so perhaps also if we say it by Zeman, he says maybe we could extend it to davening as well. So it's all based on a, perhaps in the Rashba, that the Rashba says if Rohan Eilu is Eilu, if you could see one another, so then you could even create a minion. Others disagree with the majority opinions against the Rashba. They say no, that's not the case. In other words, the case is according to them is no, it's 10 and 10. You already have 10 in each place. You already have your Zeman. But we have a Rov Am Hadras Melech, the more the merrier. So if we could do 20, instead of doing two separate ones, so that's what the case they claim is. That's when we say you could be Mitztarev. But to combine 5 and 5, most Rishonim say, no, that's not. You can't do that with Zeman either, and you can't do it for Tefillah. So yeah, Jeff, you had a question? No, right, okay, so that's a separate question. How do we define a room? So, right, so obviously, if you're outside, and let's assume you're within hearing and seeing distance, and you're all, let's say, on one field. I don't mean like you're across the street. That's a separate question. You're in different places. Let's say you're on a big football field, whatever, and you're all, so Pashas, that's all one room.
If you're... Why is a porch minion worse than that?
Because each porch is its own rishus, so everyone's in a different rishus. But on a field, everyone's on one field together. So that's like being in one room. That's why it would be.
Sorry, if it's raining and each guy at the funeral is holding an umbrella over him, so that's
his own rishus. No, who says putting an umbrella over you is another rishus? It's just protecting you from the rain. No, you're making an ohel, but it's a separate issue.
Oh, why is it the same as Rishus?
And who says that's the same issue, right? And who even if it does make an ohel, it doesn't mean it makes you into a different Rishus. That's not the problem with an umbrella.
Oh.
So the effort that again, so that's the assumption. If you're outside, there is a debate if even on porch, if you have five on each side, and some say if you have a road in between, it's a problem. You know, I said there are a lot of details within how far we take it. Even a road could be. Because by Zeman, they bring it down. You know, whatever, that's a whole discussion we'll get into another time. But yeah, it could be a road in between can make it a problem. But to your case, the simple explanation is if you're all in one field and you could see and hear each other, then you're all in one place. So you could all be mitzdarev. I would think it's the pashtas. So by porch minyanim, it would come down to. So Rav Schechter's opinion is, not just Rav Schechter, Avadi Yosef's son, among others, that you cannot have a porch minyan. You mean you can't? I mean, what I mean to say is you can't do anything you require a minyan. You could daven outside together, but you can't say anything that requires a minyan. And therefore, he says, because why? Because if you don't have 10 in one room, there's nothing to talk about. You can't even begin. You can't have 10 people and that doesn't create. He does. It comes out if you want to rely on the Rashba's opinion. So I'll tell you why Rav Schechter doesn't rely on it. But he says, Rav Schechter says no. And many other Gedolim say yes. Rav Arsha Weiss, perhaps Rav Shlomo Miller, Rav Felder, Rav Sternbuch, many other contemporaries say a porch minion is okay. You could rely on the opinion of the Rashba Bidyevid. The Rashba says as long as you could see each other, even though you're in different rooms, different houses even, you could count. In fact, there's a interesting case with the Chidah. He was in Italy, and it was a quarantine case. And the case was, no one could leave their home. And the way it had it was, you had 6 men living in one house and another 4 living right next door. They could see each other, I assume they could hear each other, but they couldn't leave their, they couldn't be. So the Chida said, based on the Rashba, I'm going to tell you it's okay. He says, to go 40 days without a Kaddish and a Kiddush and Baruch Hu, that's a real Shas Hadchak. So the Chida said, and other many disagreed with the Chida. And they said, no, this is an ongoing debate that's been going on well before. So most assume, b'di'evit, you could accept the Rashba. In fact, if you look in Chelek Aleph in the Mishnah Brura and the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to follow the opinion of the Rashba. If you look at the Mishnah Brura in Chelek Aleph he talks about how you can rely on the Rashba. But if you look in Chelek Beis of the Mishnah Brura or the Bi'er Halacha, he seems to be against it. So the way Rav Schechter understands, see, Rav Schechter's opinion is like this. This part's not opinion. This is true. This isn't his opinion. This is a factual thing that the Chafetz Chaim did not write the whole Mishnah Brura himself. He was the editor. He had his son, his son-in-law, his cousin, brother-in-law, whoever it was. He had different people writing it. And they showed it to him and he just edited it. But he wasn't going to rewrite the whole thing. So as Rav Schechter likes saying, some of them are more advanced. You can tell by how big a Talmud Chacham the guy was by. So he wants to claim, Rav Schechter says, by looking, he says, in his opinion, Chelek Aleph is more like Kitzur Shulchan. It's very simple. He just quotes some shitas and that's it. Chelek Beis, he has much more. It's much more advanced. So Rav Schechter thinks in a steer in an apparent contradiction in the Mishnah Brura, he'll rely on Chelek Beis, not Chelek. And he says you can't rely on the Rashba. And in fact, I think he says over a story when the Russians wanted to get some stuff back from the Vatican, I mean the Russian Jews, they had some Svarim, whatever it was. I forgot the exact details, but they got an extra gift. Besides what they asked for, they sent them one of the original, I guess, transcripts of the Mishnah Brura. So the guy who saw it told Rav Schechter, you know what? You could tell from the handwriting, like it's different people, and he knew the Chafetz Chaim's hand. So you see, at the end of every, like, the Chafetz Chaim wrote a couple of ha'aras here, you know, add in this, take, so this, the, so therefore, so Rav Schechter says you don't rely on the Rashba, and therefore he's against any porch minyanim. He says, if you're not in the same room, you can't constitute a minyan. Others disagree, and in Israel, many had porch minyanim, so many did go with porch minyanim. Or if you have 9 people out in the field, 1 person up by his window, so Rav Schechter would say no. But, you know, others would. So that's a debate if you want to accept the Rashba in the time. Rav Schechter doesn't accept the Rashba at all, and others will accept it in this scenario. The question is, how far do you go? So some say you could do everything. Well, you know, you could have a regular minyan. Others say, no chazaras hashatz, because maybe it's a bracha. I want to rely on the Rashba, but not for everything. I don't want to get into bracha about. So that's the question. Some say chazaras hashatz. Others say no. Others say yes, but you should say, I have in mind, if the Rashba is wrong, this should be a tefilas nedava. You make a stipulation, if I'm wrong, this, so, you know, the, or, and others say you shouldn't do, in Israel, some say don't do birkas kohanim, because why get into a bracha levatola? However, others make a middle opinion, but for Baruch Hu, Kaddish, and Kedusha, you can do. Why? Why? Because there's no bracha, even if I'm wrong, there's no bracha levatola. If I'm right, it works. And if I'm wrong, okay, so there's no aveira, I just shouldn't have done it. You know what I'm saying? There's no blessing in vain. That's Rav Shlomo Miller's opinion, Rav Aaron Felder from Lakewood. they compromise. They say Baruch Hu, Kaddish, Kedusha. Anything that's only a Davish of a Kedusha that requires 10, but there's no bracha, there's no Isser in me saying it, so I'm willing to rely on the Rashba. Because if I'm davening alone, they'd say not to say it because it's only supposed to do it in a minion of 10. But since you have the Rashba, so the risk reward is better, so they'll allow even a Davish of a Kedusha in a porch minion. So they hold from porch minyanim. Rav Shaksa doesn't hold from porch minyanim. So according to them is I guess that's the first step, having a porch minyan. So many say yes, Rav Shaksa and others say no. So, but according to even Rav Shaksa, who's makbid on a porch minyan, he says, and I assume most would agree, if not, that if you have a regular minyan, then you could, let's say Rav Shaftor just says, that Rav Soloveitchik used to always say in Aruch HaShulchan, that if let's say you have a minyan, and then let's say you live across the street next door, and you could see and hear them davening, you could be part of the tzibur. In other words, you can't do something on your own, like say your own Kaddish, but you can answer, you're part of the tzibur, you're allowed to answer Amen to all the brachas and that. So that's if you have a minyan, if you have a minyan or not, so then you could add. Yeah, Jeff?
Rely on you for the
country
next door, and you can see each other through the window.
No, so again, according to Rav Shechter, no. According to others, yes. It depends if you want to rely on the Rashba, then yes. So many, I think Rav Shechter is in the minority. He's the strict one of the strictest. But the mainstream opinion, let's say out of YU, in the yeshivish circles where they all did it. I mean, I wouldn't say all, but it was they accepted the Rashba. So Rav Shechter was the most machmir. Avadji Yosef's son also said no. He was also machmir. He said you can't do it. But I'd say the majority relied on the opinion of the Rashba to make a porch minyan. But even Rav Shechter agrees that if you have 10, so then the 11, 12, and 13 can answer. That you can do. And others would say they could even be part of it. However, what about the next step? So then, on the other hand, everyone would agree if you have 10 people in their homes and you Zoom and all 10 people are together, that does not constitute a minyan. I haven't heard any reputable prosek. I mean, I could be, I'm not familiar with anyone, but I haven't heard any reputable prosek who said you could daven with a regular minyan. What I will say is I did hear Rabbi Elezer Melamed, who's a big prosek in Israel, in the religious Zionist world. He also says there is no Kiyum Hamit. If a person did it in a Zoom minyan, halachically speaking, it's not meaningful. However, he was willing to take it. This is the most lenient opinion I've seen. Again, I read it in a newspaper article, so I read it. But then I saw an article on it, but I can't even say for sure he said it. But assuming he did say, he said, you know what? He said, I agree, you shouldn't do it. But the case was, let's say, it's very important for someone, it's a ceremonial thing, like he just feels he needs to say a Kaddish, either he's an Avelis. So he says, he's not recommending it and not pushing it. And if you do it, there's no halachic meaning. But if a person really feels he has to do it, so maybe there's no harm in saying it. Because kind of like what we said before, There's no bracha levatola. All you're saying is God's name is great. You do, in other words, you're doing a davasha b'kedusha. So he's not saying to do it, but he's saying if a person did do it, so what could you do? There's no harm. You know, if a person really feels he needs to do it, so maybe if he does it, there's no aveira, but he's not. But there's no kiyum. You're not getting the mitzvah of kaddish. You're getting the mitzvah of feeling better or whatever, you know, or making someone feel good that they could. Yeah, what, Jeff?
Who are you quoting now?
Rabbi Elazar Melamed.
Okay, okay.
Most would probably wouldn't even say that, but I'm saying, but actually, it's good to know in terms of, you know, it's good to know in terms of cases where you're in a situation where you're not sure. Let's say sometimes you don't know, you have 10 men, but you're not 100% sure if they're all Jewish or not. Let's say, you know, so then there's reason to be makel and be able to say the Kaddish, because why is a manashach? If I'm just saying this aloud, this is what I'm saying. I'm not saying anyone else is saying it. Based on what we're saying here, so even if I'm wrong, so there's no bracha levatola. If I'm right, it works, and if I'm wrong, it doesn't. You know, maybe I shouldn't have said it, but there's no blessing in vain. So either way, so get right. So therefore, I assume then that. Right, so that was in the case of when they had a Zoom minion. Maybe the question, would anyone say, the question, so let me just go on. So the question you asked me a while ago, if you're Zooming into a minion, could you say Kaddish or is it your site? Right? So you'd have to, so according to Rav Shechter, there's nothing to talk about. Because I can't even say Kaddish if I'm next door and, you know, so, but according to everyone else who holds porch minyanim are good, and then not only that, but, you know, I could, you know, if I'm, you know, if I'm, if, and being in another rishus, I could be part of the minyan, and certainly 11, 12, and 13, the question is, would they say, number one is, could that person, let's say you have 10 in one place and you have, you know, another person. Would they say he could also, he's part of the minyan, he could also say Kaddish? That would be a question. I'm saying, would they say that? And then, but then, even if you assume that he's part of the minyan, he's definitely part of the minyan, whether he could say it, there'd be a secondary question. What about if the person's watching on Zoom? So that gets into whether Zoom is considered actually seeing. The question is there a difference between being right outside this door, 10 feet away, but in a different rishus, or being on Zoom and I could be, you know, 100 miles away? Is there a difference in halacha?
You're saying it could be a difference.
Yeah, I'm raising the question. Many would assume there is. But I'm just saying, but if you want to, that's what you'd have to argue. If you want to say on Zoom you could do those things, you're arguing, I could see you on Zoom, it's like seeing, and I'm no different. I'm not saying that's the halacha, but I'm saying that's what one would have to argue. So halacha mice, I told you, because, you know, that's Rav Shechter's sheet to that, in terms of even when we had a minion in the shul, so it's one thing, you know, to say Kaddish if you were next door. But you were on Zoom, so I don't know if anyone would say, you know, there might be those who say on Zoom, if you're part of a minyan, maybe they would extend it. Basically, you'd have to take the Rashba and extend not only porch minyanim, but you'd have to extend it to Zoom. And that's a big, you know, whether Zoom actually is considered, you know, actually seeing the person. Yeah, what?
There seems some difference.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. So everyone agrees. Zoom is at best the same. It's probably worse. That's what I'm just saying. I was just saying if you're gonna argue, it's okay. That's the argument you'd have to. I'm not saying it's a good argument or not. So basically, Rav Shechter concludes basically, He says, if you haven't, so for you, halacha l'maisa, we have a minyan in shul. You'll be zooming in from your house. So you can do slichas. You can answer the, you can do the yud gimel midos as well. And you can say the piyutim, even though they're a darvish or a bekedusha, because since we have a minyan in the house, in the shul, or whatever it is, so therefore you can answer, he says. Right, exactly, and that's why you can, and that's why answering amen to all the brachas. Yes, so that's the conclusion of Rav Schachter, that one can zoom in for Yud Gimel Midos and the Piyutim, and I won't go in. Yeah, and I won't go in. We could discuss it. We could go into another. We could discuss Hataris Nidarim another time, where you're gonna want to zoom in on Erev Rosh Hashanah. To do Hataris Nidarim.
Yeah, nothing. You see, a concept
altogether of Amen Levatala. Yeah, so, yeah, there are different, there is a discussion like that, but there are those who even say that if you're watching a wedding video from 20 years ago, you could answer Amen to the Bracha. So,
really?
Yes, again, I'm not saying that's a Chiddush. Most would say no. But I'm just saying is, but that's a separate halacha if that's true. You're not being yotzei anything. There might be you're allowed to answer amen to a bracha, even though I'm not. In other words, there could be a difference between answering amen and getting the mitzvah. Answering amen because maybe any time I hear a bracha, I should answer amen.
Yes.
They're two different issues. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So we'll have to discuss our Taurus Nedarim before Erev Rosh Hashanah, whether you could do it on Zoom. If we have a Beis Din in Shul and you're on Zoom, could you do Ataris Nedarim in front of us?
I don't understand. Just my thoughts, I mean, cut and all that. I don't see how Beis Din can extend its power electronically to
the land of Mars. Okay, well, we're not discussing it now anyway.
Okay, good, yes.
But. I said that'll be a future question we'll have to deal with.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Okay, keep in touch.